The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
My next guest is a number one best-selling author. Invisible Girl comes as an engrossing, twisty tale of betrayal when an outsider is accused of murder. It's a tangled, riveting, thought-provoking psychological thriller about keeping secrets, uncovering trauma, suffering and injustice, and a quest for redemption. Lisa Jewell, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
You packed a lot in there, by all accounts.
Well, I didn't write that description, and it really does make it makes it sound very heavy going, doesn't it? But yes, clearly I have packed a lot into a 400-page book.
It is a dark book. Let's not deny that, because of the characters and the themes that you examine, such as self-help and self-harm, I beg your pardon, sexual assault and the incel community. These are the involuntary celibate community. Now, a lot of people won't be familiar with that phrase. Who are they?
Right. So the incel community is mostly online community of men who feel that society has created a situation where they cannot have sexual relationships with women. So they're politicizing the fact that women are not attracted to them. And there's quite a lot of radical activity goes on these forums. And there has been some terrorist acts of terrorist violence carried out on behalf of members of this community. So, yeah, it's quite a dark place where men lurk in chat rooms and talk about how they want to hurt women and hurt men who have access to women. Yeah, nasty, dark place.
You tell the story here through three different viewpoints and three characters, Owen, Sapphire and Kate. Tell us about each of them and how they come to interact with each other.
Right. So starting with Owen, he was actually the starting point for the book. I wrote the book with a working title of Creep. I never get to keep my working titles, but that was a working title. I saw this guy one day and he just inspired me. He just looked like the sort of guy who just makes women feel sort of slightly uncomfortable and puts them on edge. Creepy, just a creepy guy. And I wanted to get inside his head and imagine what it would be like to be a man like that who women find repellent. So Owen's a virgin. He's 33. He's living with his aunt in her spare bedroom. And he's just, when we meet him, he's just been asked to leave his job temporarily because he's a teacher at college. Some of his students have accused him of sexual impropriety at the Christmas disco. And then Kate lives opposite Owen. They live in this leafy area of London called Hampstead. And Kate lives there with her two teenage children, her husband, who's a child psychologist. Her husband's called Rowan. And she's kind of brittle. Their marriage is hanging on by a thread. And early on in the book, her daughter thinks that the guy, Owen, who lives opposite them, has followed her home from the tube station. So they've got their beady eye on him. They think there's something not right about him. And then the third character is Sapphire. Now, Sapphire is 17 years old. And she is a former patient of Kate's husband, Rowan. Something traumatic happened to her when she was a child. And she is in therapy with Rowan for about 3 years. And when he says that her therapy is over, she can't quite cope with the end of that stage of her life and starts following Rowan around. And the main crux of the novel is that Sapphire goes missing from somewhere outside Rowan's house, Kate and Rowan's house, and, of course, as Owen lives opposite Owen's house as well. She disappears on Valentine's night at midnight and the police immediately cast aspersions on
It's a remarkable tale insofar as the advent of the internet and these dark stories that there were always creeps, let's face it. They were always there, but the internet has given them validation and has almost escalated the potential for this kind of thing. I mean, it is dark, it's very dark, but it's also credible, which makes it very sad, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And it is credible. And it is happen. It does happen. These things actually happen. And when I was writing Owen, I never knew how deep I was going to let him go into this world. He meets this guy called Bryn, who tries to radicalize him and tries to get him to do some quite horrific things in the name of their community, justice for this community of men. So I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I kind of started writing Owen without knowing how far I was going to push him into this community and how far he was going to go into it. But the potential is there for, I did a little bit of research into this community without actually venturing into one of these forums, because I wasn't sure I could quite stomach that. It's a breeding ground for terrorism, as in any radical community. It's quite dark and terrifying.
Mm. The way you did it, though, it's a non-linear plot. You have three stories that are kind of intertwined together. Would you not make your life easy, Lisa, and just write it in a straightforward fashion? I'm sure that you tortured yourself in trying to get this done in a way that kept it all together and it all was drawn together at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was just going to be Kate and Owen telling the story. And then when I introduced the character of the teenage girl who'd gone missing, so actually Kate and Owen is fairly linear. But then I felt very much that I wanted to tell the story, the build up to the story, from the point of view of this poor child who's disappeared. And that's when it got complicated, because she's telling the story of herself from her childhood right the way up to the minute she disappears from outside their houses. I made it unnecessarily complicated for myself, but I think it was worth doing.
Well, it works in the end. As I said, it does have a final ending, which is what you need. Your 17th novel was called Watching You. This is your 18th called Invisible Girl. What's next? Are you going to revisit previous storylines, or have you got something new in the offing?
Yes, so I'm halfway through my 19th novel, which will be coming out this time next year. And then I did actually write, between Watching You and Invisible Girl, was a novel called The Family Upstairs. And that, I got to the end of that book and wrote a sort of bonus chapter at the end that I hadn't been expecting to write. And as I wrote the last couple of lines of that novel, I realised I'd written myself into a sequel. not deliberately, completely by accident. I wrote the last couple of lines and thought, I'm going to have to write another one now. So that's... I'm going to start writing the sequel to The Family Upstairs after I finish this one.
Well, you always give yourself an out. That's what I say. Just give yourself an opportunity to do something differently. Lisa, it's fantastic. It's a great summer read, if I can put it that way, even though the content is a little dark, but it'll help distract you from the other darkness that is in our lives at the moment. Lisa Jewell, the book is called Invisible Girl. It's available tomorrow online and in bookshops. Thank you very much for joining us.